This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American? I hope so. Yep, I hope so. Okay, a lot of things going on. Hurricane Harvey. We're watching it right now, and we're checking in with, we're going to check in real quick here with Fox News. We're going to run down some list of some sources here real quick. The big top one, seeking shelter, evacuees pack Houston Convention Center schools as Harvey regroups. Okay, well, that's a wonderful thing when Harvey regroups. And anyway, so evacuations are still going on in Houston. And if you can contact the Red Cross, I'd say if you want to think about giving, contact the Red Cross in your area and see what you can do to help out. They probably need cash at this point in time. They probably need cash that seems to be able to get the right stuff to the right time. They have their whole system going on with the Red Cross and how they handle it. And it's fascinating. I've met some people with the Red Cross, and it's just been really fascinating to see how they really are spot on in trying to help these people in this time of need. Our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody in the whole area that's being affected right now by Harvey. Hurricane Harvey. It's just going to sit around and just dump water now for the next couple of days, which is going to put a lot of pressure on flooding. So we want to keep everybody up to date and up to speed on what is going on there. Also, stuff happening in the world of big government and big California. We're going to talk about California in a second. Brent Bozell. This is kind of interesting. Brent Bozell on Breitbart says, the slow death of the Republican Party. Really? See, I just love it when a plan comes together, don't you? Listen, of course, being out here in California, we've seen this slow death of California Republican Party since 1996. Yeah. Yeah. Started with the Orange County bankruptcy, actually. It's just been continuing. There's been a slow death. And we understand how it all works, by the way, and how we can stop it. You know, of course, now we have decided here on Agenda 21 Radio, we've taken it upon ourselves to say both parties are dead. There's no Republican or Democratic Party anymore. There's either the globalist party or the Americanist party. Americanism, that's correct. If you're a good conservative Republican, you're an Americanist. If you're a bad liberal Republican, John McCain, anyone, you are a globalist. Get my drift? I mean, I'll just cut it down the middle, just like that. That's just the way it goes. So Brent Bozell comes out. If you've seen Brent Bozell, he comes on Fox News every once in a while. He's kind of a scattered little guy. Actually, I like Brent Bozell. I do. I like Brent Bozell. He does really, really good work, and stuff that he does is very, very complicated and complex. But this whole story about the Republican Party being, it's out now. I just think it's done now. It's kaput. Kaput. He says in his article, I'm going to just glance upon this, because we got, you know, we're backed up. We got a lot of stuff to cover, and with this whole hurricane thing, we've done almost 2 hours, and that grand old party is about to commit suicide, he says. All this talk about Trump this and Trump that masks a far bigger political controversy. The Republican Party leadership in Washington, D.C. has fundamentally betrayed its constituents, and they are about to learn that they've been double-crossed for years. Brent, my friend. See, Brent is correct. He is absolutely correct. Isn't he? Let me read that again. It says the Republican Party leadership in Washington, D.C. has fundamentally betrayed its constituents, and they are about to learn that they've been double-crossed for years. Every Republican candidate's stock speech sounds the same. The thunderous roar about a government out of control, federal spending's out of control, insert charts and graphs, and why, if you stack $100 bills, they will reach the edge of the universe. Federal taxes out of control, insert comparisons to socialist countries. The federal bureaucracy out of control, insert metaphors about chains, yokes, and the like. The family shattered with federal funding of abortion, a crime against humanity. Watch for it. There, the heart-wrenching sob, and our military is emasculated. Two more items were added to the menu courtesy of Obama. Obamacare will be repealed, and illegal immigration will not stand. In 2009, the Democrats controlled everything, partly due to the Republicans' cowardice on Capitol Hill, and in part because of some of the most inept candidates and campaigns America's ever seen. The Obama folks could have played it safe, but went for the socialist gold, using the power of the legislature and executive branches, and later the judiciary, thank you, Justice Roberts, to advance their agenda. Man, this guy says it all, doesn't he? It's true. Sorry. Just a fresh brew of Agenda 21 coffee. Oh, man. It just makes the voice go so much better. And boy, did I make man-style coffee this time. That included federal spending on a level unmatched in human history, resulting in ultimately a $19 trillion debt we simply cannot pay. And with so many tens of trillions of dollars of unfunded liabilities that infinity is not far behind. One-seventh of the economy was confiscated by the federal government with the passage of Obamacare. Our national borders were declared open and discussions over our national sovereignty closed. And to top it off, the Democrats all but declared themselves above the law. The GOP harumphed that this would not stand. By God, if only America would vote for them into the majority. In 2009, the Tea Party was born. The Grand Old Party was rejuvenated. Happy days, we're here again. Happy days, we're here again. Just 1 year later, the Republicans captured the House. And with, now, I want to insert something here, because you're going to see how this all goes. It says, this is in 29, Tea Party, 2010, the Republicans captured the House. Who was the president of the Republican Party? Michael Steele. And he ran that campaign for 2010. And he did a fantastic job. All 50 states. Came to California, all 50 states. The Republicans captured the House then. And then in January of 2011, he was fired from the Republican Party as president of the Republican Party. And who came in? Rance Priebus. Rance Priebus. You see, they stopped the Republican Party in 2010 with Rance Priebus. Grover Norquist, the big tax guy, he's not even big. Grover Norquist, I think, is 5 feet tall. Grover Norquist, he's got strong ties to the Saudis. And he came in and honchoed the deal to bring in Rance Priebus as president of the Republican Party in 2011 in January. A pivotal point. Yeah, the same Rance Priebus that Trump hooked up with. They now had the authority to stop the insane spending on so many obnoxious and unholy, unnecessary ventures. They could end Obamacare simply by not funding it. We're going to put it on hold there. We're going to be back. I love this article by Brent Bazell. We'll be right back.
For any emergency, Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to try and bring you as up to date on things that are going on with Hurricane Harvey and all the things that are going on right now. Inundation all over Houston, and it's moving on now towards Louisiana. And in Louisiana, they're, actually, the president has already signed, I think, the emergency declarations and so on. So FEMA and all this other stuff is opening up there. And the president has been absolutely appropriate in everything that he's doing right now, which is great. Because, you know, we don't want those lefties. We don't want the globalists saying, oh, he didn't know. He's wrong, like George Bush. You know, and that whole thing about George Bush being slammed about that, what a bunch of bogus garbage that was. And it was then. But, you know, see, they did this, they, you know, what happened with Trump, with this Charlottesville thing, is he got Katrina'd. Same kind of operational stuff. We told you this. By the way, we have an exquisite article. We're not going to get to it today. I did some, we did the deep research on Charlottesville. And we said at the time, it stunk. It looked like some sort of military type of operation. And in fact, Trump got, you know, Katrina'd there. And he did, because the talking points came right out immediately to trash Trump. He's a white supremacist, blah, blah, blah. It just so happens, as we were saying, and now we have a story on it that really breaks it down from the video perspective of several YouTubes and so on that we put together, and, you know, we tell the story about how, well, all the organizations, including the white supremacists, which were formerly, the leader of that group was part of, you got it, Black Lives Matter and all these other little groups. They're all the same. They're all hate groups of the same. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the white, they're all the same hate groups, and they're all funded by Soros and these other nonprofits. So why do you want to hate right from right and left, and they can compete? Of course you do. You want to create the crisis along racial lines. That's what you want to do. This is what Hitler did, exactly what Hitler did. We have to learn from the past. Gee, it's amazing all the little Hitlerian things running around with Antifa and those terrorist organizations, right? And they should be listed as a terrorist organization. We're getting a little bit of feedback here. I don't know where that's coming from. But it's in my ear, and that's a problem. Anyway, so we got this article going on here. I Brent Bazell, I'm loving this article. And the title of his article is, says, the grand old party is about to commit suicide. Well, and, you know, I do have to take a little bit of exception with Brent, because the grand old party has been slowly committing suicide for a long time. And out here in California, you can really tell the suicidal tendencies that have been going on with the grand old party here in California, because it has. The party's been out of control. Control has had no influence, been totally irrelevant since 1996 in California. That's why we've had this series of tyrannical governors come along, and a governor who's a socialist, almost communist himself, really, and made himself out to be, and that was, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then Gray Davis. And now we got Jerry Brown for the third and fourth terms of his, well, see, 16 years of Jerry Brown's enough to cause the state to go into absolute tyranny, which is where we're at. That's the whole idea, Brent. Anyway, it says, we're talking about the run-up and how the Republicans have just absolutely blown it over the years and not really consolidated in part anything for themselves and done the things that they said they were going to do. And he brings up the things about the Democrats controlling everything in 2009. We bring up to 2010. And Michael Steele was very, very successful in working with the Tea Party to bring back the House to the Republicans, which really surprised everybody. So they had to get rid of Michael Steele. He was a problem. He was a good Republican. He did a great job, by the way. He got everything. He was a community organizer, and he was from Maryland. Oh, really? Yeah. Gets deeper. He did a fantastic job. But Grover Norquist and the totalitarian mindset of the Saudis had to get him out of there. So they got him out as president of the Republican Party. And along comes Rance Priebus in 2011, January of 2011. After 8 ballots, they got rid of Michael Steele and got in Rance Priebus. And Grover Norquist is the lackey for the Muslim Brotherhood in the Saudis. That you got to recognize that. Very small man. He's about 5 feet tall. Then, of course, they get into this thing. Instead of under the leadership of, it says, this is what happens. Just 1 year later, the Republicans capture the House, and with that, the power of the purse. They now had the authority to stop the insane spending on so many obnoxious and unholy necessary ventures. They could end Obamacare simply by not funding it. Instead, under the leadership of John Boehner, a good Catholic that he is, they did nothing. Absolutely nothing. Why? If only we had the Senate, they would say. Then they could take on the president. So in 2014, after spending hundreds of millions of dollars of campaign dollars, running hundreds of thousands of television and radio ads, pledging to end the illegal immigration while repealing Obamacare root and branch, author Mitch McConnell, they were given control of the Senate. And within a month, McConnell reauthorized both, along with every single other thing Harry Reid and Obama wanted for yet another year. That's my point about McConnell. That's my point about Mitch McConnell. And you see, Boehner and McConnell were kind of working together even then. And now we've got McConnell and Paul Ryan. But that's because we can't do what we're promised until we have the presidency. That was the excuse. And the excuse was as predictable as summer heat in the Sahara. In 2016, they were given that too. They were given everything. In January of this year, they formally controlled both houses of Congress and the executive branch. Every single thing they'd ever promised was now possible. They now had the power to enact every single spending cut they'd ever solemnly pledged. All those wasteful programs designed to fill the liberal sandbox, PBS, NPR, Planned Parenthood, NEH, and the rest of the alphabet soup, all of the hundreds of billions of dollars in corporate welfare to multi-billion dollar corporations, all of the hundreds of billions of dollars directed towards leftist social engineering. How about these religious organizations that were spending billions of dollars to house the new immigrants that were coming in, and the new illegal aliens? Proof. All of it could come to an end with a stroke of a pen. They now had the power to restore physical tax sanity, too. Remember the flat tax, the fair tax, slashing the highest corporate taxes in the world, giving you a tax break? All of that could be done with a snap of a finger. Repeal Obamacare? Check. End illegal immigration? Check. Build the wall? Check. Crush the deep state? Done. By God, done. There was not a damn thing the Democrats could do to stop them from draining the swamp. Except the Republican leadership didn't mean it. With the exception of the Freedom Caucus of the House and literally a handful of in the Senate, the rank and file didn't either. No, not one word of it. The opportunity arose for the vote to repeal Obamacare after suffering and huffing and puffing some more. The dust settled and socialized health care remains the law of the land, perhaps permanently. The opportunity arose for tax reform to enact the cuts America desperately needs. It was never a matter of, it was a matter of how much. It is now mid-August and nothing, absolutely nothing, has been accomplished, even attempted. And now we face the final test, the debt ceiling. Will we or won't we stop the spending madness? Will the Republicans enact the cuts they've promised, or will they now be the ones to kick the can down the road, piling even more trillions of dollars in debt? By every indication, that's precisely what they plan to do. The signal has come from from President Trump, from Speaker Ryan, and from the Majority Leader McConnell. The debt ceiling will be raised and no physical sanity will be restored. There is no difference between Republicans and Democrats. Put them together, they are the swamp. Good job, Brent. Just as Republicans have the power to enact the agenda they pledged to do, they now have the federal government in toto. It's no longer Obamacare, it's GOP care. It's no longer crazy liberal Democratic spending, it's crazy liberal Republican spending. Nice job, Brent. Nice job. Anyway, visit agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
key to undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, taking down the icons. Remember that so many things happening. It's just amazing. And I'm trying to catch up to the news cycle. I'm cramming in a bunch of stuff, but I could not resist that Brent Bazell expose. You can get it on Breitbart. We'll probably link to it. Absolutely fantastic article. Okay. Fort Lee, Washington. Christ statue must go from Catholic school. I want you to notice it's a Catholic school, and listen to the behavior that's been going on in this Catholic school, okay? Says here, taking the lead, this Catholic school. It says, Santo Domingo School, a nominally Catholic institution in San Anselmo, California, has removed the vast majority of its Christian statues and icons as an effort to be inclusive of all faiths. Now, I don't know about you as a Christian, but I'm pretty offended by that thought, aren't you? Good Catholic school. I've been to the Santo Domingo, actually, in my travels, gallivanting around the state. Iconoclasm comes as a nationwide war rages to erase the public space's historical symbols, some people find offensive. Senator Domingo officials told the Marin Independent Journal that their strategic plan, which includes removing the word Catholic from the school's mission statement, has nothing to do with the events this month in Charlottesville or the wider controversy about historical monuments. People have a hard time with change, says Santo Domingo Board of Trustees chairwoman Amy Skews Cox, said denying the plan, which does not see the removal of all but 18 of the school's 180 religious symbols as having anything to do with the campaign against Confederate monuments. Really? That's almost a joke, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? And just think, this Catholic school is heading this up. It says, if you walk on the campus and the first thing you confront is three or four statues of St. Dominic or St. Francis, it could be alienating for that other religion. And we didn't want to further that feeling. Now, let's 1984, George Orwell, Up is Down. Black is really white, and the number of fingers you see on your hand is actually six, not five. Let's correct that. It's six, not five. And one plus one, it equals four. Artifacts removed include a statue of the Virgin Mary holding the Christ, once prominently placed in the school's center courtyard. The one main statue that has everyone fired up is the baby Jesus and Mary. Kim Pipke, a mother who withdrew her child from San Domingo, said, people were shocked that the statues were pitched in the basement. It says other parents were simply upset. Another San Domingo mother, Shannon Fitzpatrick, described it as following. Articulating an inclusive foundation appears to mean letting go of San Domingo's 167-year tradition as a Dominican Catholic church and being both afraid and ashamed to celebrate one's heritage and beliefs. In our time here, the word Catholic has been removed from the mission statement. Sacraments were removed from the curriculum. The lower school curriculum was changed to world religions. The logo and colors were changed to be less Catholic, and the uniform was changed to be less Catholic. The removal of historical markers in an effort to appease allegedly offended minorities became a craze on the political left long before Charlottesville, but has spun into a hysteria in the last few weeks. Confederate memorials, ostensibly the cause of the craze, were quickly left in the dust, replaced by controversy over the slave-owning presidents of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Andrew Jackson. Discoverer of the New World, Christopher Columbus, was the latest target. No American popular majority exists for removing Confederate monuments, let alone other historical and, in this sense, religious statues that allegedly offend. Isn't that interesting? This is the One World Order, guys. This is Agenda 21 right there in Santo Domingo. And you know, I got to defend the faith here. I have to defend Catholicism here and say, stop it. And you good Catholics need to know you're being worked. And us good Christians need to stand side by side with our Catholic brethren and stop this and demand it to be stopped. See, this is the thought process going into so many things these days. And yes, the Catholic Church is behind it. I would check with the Pope, actually. Dominicans, as opposed to Jesuits. And remember that the Pope is a Jesuit. And remember that the Pope is guided not by the Bible, but by the encyclical. His encyclical on environmentalism. One world order and one world religion. That's what this is about, San Domenico School. That's what this is about. You've been hit upside the head by your own Pope, who wants one world religion. That's why we can't have these icons that might offend about Christians, because we don't know what somebody else's faith really is. No longer can we witness and pray amongst one. This is what happened in communist countries, guys. This is the way it used to be in the Soviet Union. This is the way it pretty much is in China, even. Getting rid of these Christian icons. We need to defend Christianity. Hello? There's no reason why we can't, and we should, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I don't care what... See, they're coming for your icons no matter what your religion is. Well, except if it's Islam, right? That's perfectly acceptable. The Pope and Islam just sort of working together. I just don't know why that is. Do you? Sure seems like that's what it is. Iconoclasm. Sounds like something else, doesn't it? Well, to these one world order people, it is what you're thinking besides iconoclasm. That's just my take on it. I don't know why I'd feel that way, but man. You know, I got off kilt two articles now. I can't do that. I got to get back into Chris Street's article on water. That seems to be the notion right now to tax water in California. I mean, it's craziness, right? That's part of managing. It's called water banking, guys. It's called water banking. B-A-N-K-I-N-G, water banking. Yeah, article by Chris Street. Out of Breitbart, actually associated now. I think I've got it. You know, we posted it. We posted it up here on Agenda 21 Radio. You can see it. It says, California legislature wants to tax. They want to tax drinking water for the first time in history. Up is down. 1980. You know, we're going to read excerpts from 1984. So you know how it feels like here in California. Is there any wonder why there is a new California state movement on the hook? It's moving. And why do you think? Because of the tyrants, the tyranny in California. This is tyranny, guys. When they're talking about taxing drinking water, they're going to tax everything you do. They're taxing the land. They're taxing the air that you breathe. Now they're taxing gas, of course. Now they're taxing water. And they say there's not enough water. They want your water. They want your water rights. Wouldn't it be interesting if all of a sudden everybody in the north state of California, let's say the 21 counties of the so-called Jefferson area, if they wanted to take your water rights away, why would the state do such a thing to take your water rights? Maybe to control you. 1984, anybody? It's here. It's here. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
For any emergency, Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, numana.com/agenda for all of your needs. If you need water purification systems, they've got them. So go to our agenda21radio.news and then click on the Numana icon there for your prepper needs. And again, all of you in the hurricane zone, we're hearing about problems and issues going on there with water filtration and so on. It's something that's a necessity, obviously. But the point is that why wait until there is an emergency? Get your prepper's needs now. And water filtration is one of the key things that you might want to go after. So go to numana.com/agenda, and you can check out the water filtration systems there. Okay, the California legislature is moving for the first. This is from Chris Street. The California legislature is moving for the first time in history to tax every resident and business about $1 a month for drinking water to generate $2 billion over the next 15 years to supposedly clean up contaminated groundwater. It says, although Senate Bill 623 is titled Safe and Affordable Drinking Water Fund, a coalition of agriculture and environmental lobbyists convinced its author, Senator Bill Monning, a Democrat of Carmel, to amend the groundwater cleanup bill that has been moving through the legislature since February to quietly add a water tax of 95 cents per month on every residence and building. The bill will also tack on $30 million in farm and dairy fees. The European Union first promoted an environmental tax on water under the cover of the imminent global warming crisis. But the 28 nations of the EU have expanded their water taxation regime to include a tap water tax, a value-added tax on all water purchases, a provincial groundwater tax, and a tax for installations on public land or water. A similar environmental tax was proposed as SB 20 in 2015 at the end of California's five-year drought by California Senator Fran Pavley, a Democrat from Conejo Valley, author of AB 32, the Global Warming Solutions Act of 2006 that created the cap-and-trade tax tsunami. Gee, how don't you find it kind of interesting the parallels between California and the European Union in terms of taxation program, all these different things that we were part of? Says the effort failed when it did not get any Republican crossover support for the two-thirds constitutional requirement to pass a tax. California has never taxed drinking water, which has always been exempt as an essential food product by the California State Board of Equalization under Regulation 1602. Other tax-exempt Liquid food products include non-carbonated fruit and vegetable juices. The tax exemption was expanded in 1981 to include bottled water. The main reason that the legislature had avoided taxing water is the long and bloody California history of water wars that date back to 1849 Gold Rush. Mark Twain famously commented that in California, whiskey is for drinking, water is for fighting over. That is true, I might add. This is me, not Chris. Says, but in an unprecedented turn, the powerful Western growers that represent large farmers in California, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico released a statement supporting SB 623 to provide clean drinking water to disadvantaged communities that cannot afford clean drinking water. The growers acknowledge the challenges of agriculture relying on nitrogen-rich and runoff impact on water quality. The Western growers, in a landmark statement, added, working with the environmental justice community, isn't that interesting, the environmental justice community, as well as other stakeholders, for over a year in an effort to address critical needs of disadvantaged communities relating to safe drinking water. Since these challenges are numerous, both from naturally occurring contaminants and human sources, we believe the solution should be shouldered by a broad array of stakeholders. Right. Boys, this is you talk about a slippery slope. Oh, we'll just tax the water, 95 cents per household. It's no big deal. And then what are they going to do in 6 months? Well, you know, it's $2. And but every bottle of water you get is 5 cents a bottle for the tax on the water. Oh, but, you know, it's also 5 cents for the deposit, right? And another 5 cents because, you know, it's a bottle. And then because it has a cap, a plastic cap, another 5 cents. And because it's water, we're going to tax it again. And because it's wet and it's water, another tax. And because it actually evaporates, oh, my God, it will influence the carbon balance in the atmosphere. We're going to have to tax you for the carbon influence tax, 5 cents. Pretty soon, that bottle of water is really, really, really getting expensive just from the tax end, right? That's what they'll do. They did it in the EU, and they're going to do it to you right now in California. That's the slippery slope. Nyet, nine, nada. We say no to that. But you know what? We live in a dictatorship. Get over it. You like California this way, guys? You like the dictatorship that we have in California? Do you really? Really? Are you waking up? Are you waking up to what's going on? You getting sick and tired of being sick and tired of the tyrant? Are you? It's about time you need to wake up. Because that's what you got. California, you have a tyrant who's leading the tyranny of the monoparty system. It's one party, and it's really starting to look a lot like communism. Because it's really progressed through the socialism part of it. And these guys are just not playing well in the sandbox. Antifa, anybody? They're all related. It's all related. It's all the globalist scheme. And it's all the globalist scheme to take over California. Isn't that interesting? California. There is an alternative now. There is a choice to be made for new California. Just a thought. You know, I just like to throw that out there. I am so... California, I'm so sick and tired of what I've been seeing. I saw it in the education system, and now it's getting worse and worse and worse. Something is going to have to change, and change for the better. That's really what we have to have. Something's going to have to change, and change for the better. And will it? I guess is the big question. It will. It will, because good Californians and good Americans know better. And we're getting tired of it. And, you know, God forbid those that when we come together, what that's going to be like. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back. Okay. So listen, guys, enjoy the taxation. Water banking. That's what it's all about, guys. It's all about what's called, known as water banking. It's the same thing as land mitigation that they're trying to do here in California. And there's a whole bunch of plots and schemes. It's really going to get really interesting about water in California and what's happening. And it's moving along quickly. That's all I can say. Anyway, the big positive thing that's absolutely fantastic is the new California is coming. Yeah, the new California state movement, you can go to the website and check it out. It's not completely finalized with a whole bunch of stuff. There's a whole bunch of content coming, but you can get the drift of what's happening. You can see where the counties are going to be, and you can see where the state's going to be, what's going to happen. 41 counties in play right now. 41 counties have contacted people to become part of the new California. There's only 58 counties, guys. Figure it out. Anyway, so it's kind of an interesting situation. So if you want to become part of it, there's some things you can answer right there and check into and call. And I'm already getting calls here at this location. There's other locations as well. But go to the website. It's called newcaliforniastate.com. www.newcaliforniastate.com. www.newcaliforniastate.com. Interesting. There is hope, ladies and gentlemen, for this nation. Absolutely, there's hope for this nation. We all love America, and we're going to put a 51st star on that flag. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're here about making a more perfect union, by the way, that will save America. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.